it must, you know, improve the quality of lives of people in the area. Now, the rep I got last night was in terms of people living in the immediate area and up the side streets, and because of the issues there now, it's pushing traffic up the side streets. It's essentially prohibiting people that are living there for decades, for generations, from actually accessing their houses, their properties, parking anywhere, you know, near to where they live. And I think that's an unintended, you know, I suppose, effect of the work that's going there.
Extremely difficult to understand this. The process took place, and notices went on papers, and notices went on the website. But to me, it's amazing that nobody turned up for the public meeting. So it draws into question here the communication system that the council is using.
It needs to be noted, when we say the Rainbow Hall car park is only 50 metres away from the square, is also that it's uphill, and for people with mobility issues, that's difficult. So I think that needs to be added.
There was 13 spaces there. There were ad hoc. There was people backing out onto the street. There was no pedestrian crossing there. We had the primary school above at the top, children coming down, running across the road from the chipper. There was a small shop there. We had other from the secondary school with children walking in there. It was very ad hoc. There was parking. There was no really parking there. People were just pulling in and running into the shop, backing out. It was a very unsafe practice out there. Very, very unsafe.
Okay, here in the square in Kilmacthomas, and I'm joined by local community campaigner Anne Try. And you have a lot of concerns about the measures which are being implemented here in the square.
We have indeed, Kieran, and it's not my own personal view. I've had representations and concerns raised from a lot of local residents that nobody is happy with the setup of the square here. The principal objection is, of course, is people can only now object when the work is half completed, and none of us were advised of the plans of it. As far as I know, there was supposed to be a general meeting held back in April. It wasn't advertised locally. Nobody was aware of it. I was on the Kilmacthomas Social Enterprise Group. I wasn't aware of it at the time. The effect here is just stifling traffic. I know there was representations made to Waterford County Council. I made representations to our local councillors, and I understand that the council feel that they've ticked all the boxes on this and that the business people are happy, but I haven't heard one positive response in relation to the rearrangement of the square. The square is an iconic part of Kilmacthomas. It goes back to Fair Day, when people came in here and sold their animals and gathered and collected here. Unfortunately, this is not a piazza like we have in Brussels or Paris or Amsterdam. It's a small rural village. The only way people can get to the village is by car. There's no feeder buses to here. Everybody needs to travel here. This scheme was, I think, introduced under the guise of a safer school initiative. People weren't aware that the square was going to be involved, and a lot of people are not very, very happy.
And we're standing on a newly created area here in the square. So at a practical level, what does this actually mean for the traffic coming and going?
At a practical level, yes, we're down a lot of car parking spaces here, and about 7 in total, I believe. Our local post office is based in Centra. We have an elderly population who travel from various areas of the community. We have Bunmahan, Kill, Limmy, Bryan, Newtown, even Portlaw area. There's no post office in those local areas anymore. They all congregate here into Centra on Thursday to collect their pensions. Parking spaces are fewer. We were told the alternative is to park in the Rainbow Hall, which is quite a steep hill. Old age pensioners and elderly people on wet and cold, even on dry days, won't be in a position to find parking up in the Rainbow Hall and make their way up and down that steep hill to collect their pensions. It's going to restrict their travel. It's going to restrict their outing. People with children, I've spoken to parents with young children and teenage or toddlers and buggies, and they feel they can't negotiate the hill with buggies and shopping and young children. It's definitely going to inconvenience most people that arrive into the village here.
And the issue was discussed at length at the Cumbria District meeting, which was held in Dungarvan today, Wednesday. Gabriel Hines responded with an update on the project. What's your response to what the council are saying about the project?
In relation to Gabriel Hines and his response, yes, a lot of boxes were ticked paper-wise, Kieran, but none of that means anything to the people on the street here. A supposed meeting that was called at 9 o'clock in the morning in the Rainbow Hall, I haven't seen it advertised. Nobody got the chance to speak. Nobody actually saw the plans or had access to the plans, and we can only see what's happened as it emerges on the street. With regard to submissions, I don't think people were it was sold as a safer school scheme. People weren't aware that the square was going to be affected and actually desecrated. So I don't think the boxes that were ticked paper-wise actually transferred to people on the ground.